RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
But why? Okay, I'm sorry to keep harping on this. Why would it be an underachievement if you don't think what happened at the beginning of the season was real?
Because they were so... It was the highs and the lows. They weren't just like a 500 team all year long.
And then
they
the trade.
Really good.
Yeah.
The trade plays a factor in it as well. And then they... There's ways to go 500, right? Like if you go 500 by beating the sorry teams and you can't beat any good teams, that feels different than, hey, you did your work early. You were beating these good teams, and then you were losing to all these sorry teams in June and July, and that's how you get to 500? That's disappointing. That is disappointing. Like, because you did the hard work early, even if you weren't that good. Right, like even if that was fool's gold and you weren't that good, if you're just an average team, you should be beating the Marlins and the Pirates and all these guys at home.
Okay,
like you didn't do that. You're looking bad now.
Yeah.
So it feels a little different, but I think they'll end up around where I thought they would, around 500.
Well, that's where they're at now. They've fought to get back to 500. You listen to D'Lo and Casey on KIFM, West Sacramento, KRXQ, HD2 Sacramento, ESPN 1320, always live on the free Odyssey app. So we're just 2 days away from the start of the NFL season, which is like a national holiday in this building. Our guy is really excited for Thursday. There's tailgates and ring toss and cornhole and all sorts of things going on around here.
You know, the start
while we're on the air.
Oh, yeah, just good old times. Good old times. The start of the NFL season feels like the Auntie Wanda.
Sorry, my bad. Sorry. Yeah, it's going to take some getting used to. Go ahead.
The start of the NFL season feels like the Raw after WrestleMania in this business. Like, this is
that's
the start
a good comp.
Of our
season. Yeah, that's a good comp.
You know what I mean? Like, we gone through the offseason. The season ended with the NBA Finals, and now the season, the sports talk season, feels like it's starting.
And this one in particular, like, normally there's a lot of, you know, it's not really a peek behind the curtain during the summer. We'll talk about this all the time, but you crave the Luka moments, right? Like you want the player asking out, because if it doesn't affect Sacramento, it's a great story. Micah has nothing to do with Sacramento, San Francisco, the 49ers, the Raiders, nothing.
Right.
Doesn't mean it wasn't the biggest story in sports. And normally we'll get to like today, tomorrow, where there's stuff for us to dive into the next couple of days. And then, of course, Thursday, it's a big celebration. Football starts. Friday, you get your first reaction. You're getting ready for the weekend. Then you're off and running.
Friday, I forgot about
that. And then before, that's right. And then, Jesus, that's the, is it Brazil?
Chargers.
Where
yeah,
is it?
Brazil. Yeah.
And then you blink your eyes and the Kings are in training camp and it's media day and all of that. the last couple of years, in particular last year, and I'm sure it had a lot to do with the Kings, the way that they were playing and the different stories surrounding them. These off seasons went by so fast. Mm. It's like guys, we made it. It's like, yeah, it really wasn't that bad. There was the DeMar story. There was this story. Like, there was so much that carried us through. That didn't happen this year. When I tell you,
remember how hyped we were,
bro.
We have content through the summer.
Nothing happened. We're sitting here like two jackasses on the day of free agency, watching our phones, waiting for tweets for an hour before Shams tweets his first thing when he goes live on ESPN, and it was something completely insignificant, and that just wound up being the entire summer.
It's going to be one of the craziest summers of all time. Shout out, Shams.
Damn, Shams. Damn, bro.
That's
my guy. Shams. Why'd you have to say that?
That's tough, Shams. That's tough.
Meanwhile, we're still holding on to Russell Westbrook.
Yeah, and as Cass says, Jonathan Kuminga. Like, here, just shout out Kyle.
Kuminga watch.
That was rough. Because then you got to the point where with Kuminga, we're still here too, but at least there's football and stuff going around. Where literally nothing would happen.
Nothing.
Nothing would happen. But there'd be a different word added to a report. We'd have to spend 2 hours on the different word.
So what's great is it would just be a different person saying that word. And like, this is where, and this is my man is brilliant. This is where Sam is just masterful at this stuff. Like, Sam wouldn't write an article for a month. Then all of a sudden, Sam Amick would say, yeah, the Kings, you know, they don't appear any closer to Russell Westbrook or whatever. And then the next day, well, Sam Amick said that we're not close to Russell Westbrook. It's like, well, were we ever? I don't know.
Yeah. But we made it to football, man. Football
we did.
Here.
Which brings us back to your boy, Kyle Shanahan.
That's my guy.
You said earlier that Kyle is covered differently by the local media and the national media. Mm-hmm. The national media loves Kyle Shanahan. The local media is a little harder on him. Mm-hmm. The Athletic wrote an article where they talked to defensive coordinators to ask them to rank the top play callers in the NFL. Kyle Shanahan was number one. Mm. And Sean McVay was number two. And the prevailing thought was it's essentially 1A and 1B. But Kyle's really good at and would list, like, one of the things they said about Kyle Shanahan was, again, this isn't media. This is the defensive coordinators in the league. And I don't know if that meant like the top defensive coordinators or assistant defensive coordinators or a combination of all of them.
The Bengals defensive coordinator. It's so tough.
But they were adamant. He knows defenses. That's why he can coach offense so well. Like, he knows what we're doing defensively. And it can adjust to that. And it's one of his, you know, a lot of coaches, you know, coordinators adjust to the offense. Like, he'll spend his time adjusting his offense to the defense. And it was just extremely high praise for a guy who, you're right, gets really criticized. And when you say locally, you mean here. And obviously we're talking about our friends at 95.7 who they have come up with some wild Kyle Shanahan feelings in the past.
Right.
And regardless of the outcome of this season, Kyle Shanahan is thought about very, very highly by his peers.
I 100% agree. This is one of the things that I always, not always, but often talk about with when TC calls and TC talks about, you know, he's not this and he's not that. I said, TC, you can't, I'm not, nobody has 100% approval rating, so I understand that. But name me the last time one of these players left San Francisco and was like, you know who's really just a jackass and I hate is Kyle Shanahan. Every, like, damn near all the players that leave are like, man, Kyle, whew, he's a genius out there. Like, he's so good at what he does. He's so good as a play caller. He's so good at scheming, at setting up different plays. Coaches say the same thing. Like, once again, I'm sure there are players out there. There's personnel out there who look at Kyle Shanahan and say, like, I don't rock with that guy. I don't like him. He's a little overrated. I'm sure you can find it. But for the most part, everybody talks about how good this guy is. Everybody. Not how good, like top shelf. Like, he's the best.
Yeah.
And, yeah, here, like I said, locally, they're not having it a lot of time with Kyle Shanahan. And I think that's why your original question, it all goes back to Kyle. Like, if something goes wrong.
What was the original
wrong,
question? The pressure on Brock Purdy or Kyle Shanahan? Yeah. Okay.
If something goes wrong, it all goes back to Kyle. They were getting mad at Kyle for Steve Wilkes' defense when he had to fight and when he had to hire right. Steve Wilkes because his last two defensive coordinators had gotten jobs.
Yeah.
Head coaching jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it, like when you really think about it, it's not like Kyle was 2 years ago, man, if I have an opportunity to get Steve, he's that guy. I'm going to bring him in. No, I wish he would have kept the defensive coordinators he had, but they were so good. The team was so good. They ended up getting head coaching jobs.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I never really understand it. I don't really understand, like, why they're so tough on Kyle Shanahan here, and when things go good, this was the other thing I said, when things go good, they're not as quick to give him the credit as everybody else around Kyle.
Mm-hmm.
But when things go bad, it's his fault.
Have you seen this list or article from The Athletic?
No, I hadn't seen it. No.
Guess who's third? Kyle's one. Mm-hmm. Top play callers in the NFL, according to defensive coordinators in the NFL. Kyle's one. Mm-hmm. Sean McVay is two. Referenced in Sean McVay's write-up is regularly 1A and 1B is how they'll be referenced. But Shanahan at number one, McVay at number two. Who's number three?
LaFleur?
Uh-uh.
Sean Payton?
Nope.
I'll get one more guess in.
I don't think you'll get it because I was shocked. Not shocked. I was surprised. You're talking about play callers.
Uh-huh. Oh, boy. And Chicago now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ben Johnson.
Ben Johnson
was three. And it's funny, you went LaFleur, you did all this other stuff. I would have, as I was scrolling, I was like, okay, well, let's get to the Andy Reid write-up.
Yeah.
Andy Reid was fourth. that's a good question about LaFleur, because Kevin O'Connell was fifth. Oh, LaFleur was sixth.
Yeah.
Yeah, LaFleur was sixth.
I don't know how O'Connell jumped LaFleur.
Oh, there's your boy. Sean Payton at number eight. Liam Cohn, the Jaguars, Sean Steichen at number 10.
A lot of people feel like the Jaguars might be able to do something this year.
Yeah, I hope so. Like, I wanted to see that quarterback that y'all have promised me for a decade now.
Mm-hmm.
Be great. Be really great to see him quarterback.
I think we've seen what we're going to see from Trevor Lawrence. And I say that as somebody who I think he's cool. Like, I think he's a cool quarterback. I wouldn't have signed him to the contract they signed.
Like, what do you see in him?
He's got physical ability.
Like, maybe this is just a play on words. He's fine. Like, he's not bad, but he's not that guy that you promised me. he's not the guy you told me he was.
He's not that, and I wouldn't have gave him $55 million or whatever he's getting.
But, he had to survive Urban Meyer. He is trying to survive a terrible organization.
Well,
if they're now in a position to where you've got the right people to run the franchise, then okay, good.
He did play for a Super Bowl winning coach too, though.
I was about to say, Urban Meyer been gone for a while now. And we
I don't
still
think
feel
he
this.
Has. He's been gone for what, 2 years?
3 years?
Was it? Has it? No. Because he didn't even make it through his first year.
And then they went to the playoffs the following year. That was 2 years ago. That comeback that they had.
Was that 2 years ago?
Yeah. It wasn't last year.
2021 was Urban Meyer.
2021. So he was hired and fired in 2021.
You got Doug Peterson, 2022 to 2024.
Yeah. That wasn't Peterson's first job after Philadelphia, was it?
Mm-hmm. I think it was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, they got to the playoffs that year and pushed the Chiefs, you know, in that second round to – they had to come back in the first round against the Chargers, pushed the Chiefs pretty – they, you know, had the ball late in the fourth quarter with a chance to, I think, tie it, maybe even take the lead. Couldn't do it, and it's just been nothing since then. He got hurt in one of those years following.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's that.
I don't think we'll ever be talking about top 10 quarterback Trevor Lawrence in his career.
Matt LaFleur, at some point we're going to be talking about Matt LaFleur as the best coach in the NFL, though, right?
Did McVay and Shanahan retire?
Well, I mean, LaFleur is what, 5 years in?
Yeah.
Is it maybe not that long?
2019 was his first year, I think. When they lost in the NFC Championship game.
If the Packers get one, that'll move them ahead of Shanahan, fair or not.
I mean, it depends on who you're asking.
You can't be the best coach in the NFL without a Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think just nationally, too. I think that'll be like what separates them.
Matt LaFleur, 13-3, 13-3, 13-4, 8-9, 9-8, 11-6. He'll love this. Lost to San Francisco.
Yeah, he beat his ass every time.
Lost to Tampa Bay. Lost to San Francisco. Didn't make the playoffs. Lost to San Francisco. Lost to Philadelphia.
Yeah, no. I think he's a really good coach. I think he's a level below McVay and Shanahan.
6 years in. Okay, yeah, because I guess those guys will still be coaching. I was going to say, in 6 years, he can't be the best coach in the NFL. I don't know. Maybe Sean McVay will be on Amazon by then.
She's like, man, you still got that Amazon deal for me?
There had to have been points over the last few years where he was like, I don't even need to be here.
They were winning games. I could be like, y'all still got that Amazon deal.
I could be with Jeff Bezos right now, just kicking it.
Yeah, I like LaFleur. He's a hell of a coach. I am a big fan of his, and he's done a heck of a job since he's been Green Bay's coach. So, shout out to him.
I have wow. We must have been watching. It must have been the Cowboys documentary. I have Andy Reid's records in front of me because I was going to make a point when we were talking to Trista, but it was lost and it wasn't worth it. And Andy Reid showed up on the screen and I looked at Kay. I was like, you see that guy right there? That's the head coach of the Kansas City Chiefs right now. And looking at what he's done in his career is ridiculous. Mm. Like Andy Reid wins football games.
Yes.
Like at an absurd, like we talk about Matt LaFleur. Andy Reid's first year, 5-11, 11-5, 11-5, 12-4, 12-4, 13-3. Those are his first 6 years. Mm. Goodness gracious, man. We'll come back. We'll talk more football with our man, Jason Jones. He's sending us tweets right now. Oh, boy. Jason's ready to cook. Jason Jones of The Athletic next year on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
1320.
Hey. Oh.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, you know, over the weekend, I got to tell you a funny story when this is done, because my Prize Picks lineup had an interesting Saturday morning.
Mm-hmm.
It still was all good. Today, though, I'm going back to the hardwood, going to the W. You know what I mean? I'm going a little flex play with the W. My girl, Leah Boston, they got her 9.5 points. Give me more as they take on Phoenix today. Kelsey Mitchell, 19.5 points. Give me more there. Breonna Stewart, who's made her return back mm-hmm. to the Liberty, they got her at 24 points, rebounds, and assists. I went less. She's still working her way back.
Okay.
And then Jonquel Jones, they got her at 1.5 three-pointers made. Give me more. She's going to be putting them up as they play at the Vols tonight.
Yeah, they might have to.
Yeah, she's going to be putting them up. She's going to be putting them up. So make sure you download the Prize Picks app. Put in the promo code KIFM.
Mm-hmm.
You get $50 towards your first $5 lineup by just putting in the promo code KIFM. Doesn't matter if you win or lose.
No, may have given out a different promo code on Friday, but that's fine.
I heard that. I heard that. You got to tell me who got the win too that day.
I think we did. I think it was securing the Bagley.
Oh, didn't Jesse say he was coming over and writing it in or something? I don't know. We'll put it in here anyway. Either way, put in that promo code KIFM, and you get that $50 towards your first $5 lineup. You must be present in certain states. Go to prizepicks.com for more details. Prize Picks, it's good to be right.
Yeah.
Resto,
right indeed.
Rest on note too, it's a three-team league as of right now.
Because Zabo said, "What Zabo say? It's good to be retired."
It's
good to be retired.
I'm putting Securin right there. He's got five. He's got five. He's tied Zabo right now. If Zabo's really out of the game,
he's out of the game.
If Zabo's out, I'm stepping down as board of directors.
Oh, wow. The league is falling apart.
Kenny's got this.
Let's bring in Jason Jones. The league is falling apart over here. Jason Jones having fun on the internet as he always does. There is no better friend to have.
Oh, at least you didn't wear a hat.
There's no better friend to have than Jason Jones, because he will make sure you see every meme, reel, tweet, whatever. You're not going to miss anything inappropriate when you have a friend like Jason Jones. I'm just thankful. I'm just thankful Jason was free to do our show today and wasn't booked to do anyone else's. It's fine. Everything's fine. What's up, Jay?
Not much. I've been working hard. You know, I got to keep playing this NBA 2K26 for this story I'm writing about, you know, whatever. So, I mean, it's been a grind, you know. I was up real late, you know, in the career mode, man, you know.
Tough job, man. Tough job.
Sometimes I'm like, can I get a break? Like, how many more video games do I have to play?
what's the story with that? What's the angle with that? Like, is it some new features or something like that, or you just get to test it out in general?
I mean, I think the gameplay is a little smoother. Right now, I'm playing on a club team, and like I'm playing in Barcelona.
Damn!
Because my agent, because now in high school you have an agent. My agent said college wasn't the way to go. They sent me to Europe. So now I'm a high school kid playing against grown men.
Oh, that's amazing!
Oh, man. That is so fire.
I'm like playing against all these grown men. I'm about to be like just out of high school. So yeah, it's funny, you know. You got the little mode where you can put the men and the women on the same team. So I like had Skylar Diggins playing with like Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, and yeah, I'm having fun with the game.
That the 2K became so difficult to play. I've kind of fallen back in the last year or two. Like, it's just, you got to get the right shot. They got like, it's amazing what they have there as far as like the moves and the realistic stuff, but to be able to execute it is just, I can't.
It's gotten better. I think the last couple of years, I mean, there was a period I was like, I don't want to play the game. It's so hard. It's like, this is not fun.
Yeah.
It's like, it just wasn't like, like, you couldn't play defense because, like, the defenders just, like, really didn't do anything. You know, like, I used Oklahoma City so I could try, you know, Alex Caruso's defense. They let Alex Caruso harass people and, like, lean in people. And I'm like, this is very realistic because some guys get to mug people on defense.
Yeah, they got it down pat.
Yeah, I'm like, the old game, this would have been a foul. And now it's like, oh, you just got to play through contact.
Jay's life is tough. He gets to play video games and watch all of the sports movies and documentaries before anybody else.
And get shoes.
And, well, get shoes.
I mean, hey, someone's got to test these products.
That's it.
Someone has to, you know, watch stuff about Jerry Jones and then watch Jerry Jones act it out in 2025. It's a tough job, but someone's got to do it, you know?
So you wrote extensively about Jerry and the Cowboys doc and all of that, and then you watch it play out. We have a theory that he referenced Herschel Walker in that press conference. We have a theory that he watched that documentary and was like, God damn it, I need to be that guy again. And that's how Michael Parsons wound up on the Green Bay Packers.
I got to do something. Wow. Remember what I did 30 years ago? We're going to do that again. Bye, Micah Parsons.
Terrible.
I mean, yeah, that was, yeah. Like I said, you know, I can relate to Cowboys fans. I remember when Khalil Mack wanted to get paid and John Gruden said, go play in Chicago and get paid.
It worked out great for John.
Yeah, you know, yeah, they drafted that safety who couldn't, a safety who couldn't cover people, which was outstanding, a free safety who had no use in pass coverage. That was one of the all-time great John Gruden draft picks. He's a thumper. I'm like, well, put him at linebacker because this is dumb.
The killer with that one is the difference for them and the Cowboys situation was you could have paid Khalil Mack. It wasn't like, oh, we'll be in cap hell or nothing like that. He just didn't want to.
Yep.
Yeah, and I think – the story was they didn't have the actual like cash the way they would now if they were in Vegas, but still, you make it happen. And you know, Jerry's got the money. Jerry, that's the best part about it. Like a day later, they give the extension to the corner.
The idea that you had to fork over $130 million check to Khalil Mack on the spot is hilarious.
I was just like, come on, man.
John didn't like Khalil Mack, and he didn't like all of the players that your former general manager had drafted, and he was going to get rid of them.
He didn't like all these cultural players. He didn't like, you know, Marquette King and, you know, these guys who talked back. You know, I mean, there's words for people like that, but hey. Call them control freaks. He had to be in control.
Amongst other things.
Yeah.
Yeah, amongst amongst other things. Are you excited for the season to get underway on Thursday, or is it just kind of like, whatever?
I guess.
By the way,
Kit,
but before you answer that, I just wanted to set the scene for the people who are listening. Jason Jones is wearing a Beavis and Butthead t-shirt.
Yeah.
So I just felt like that was an important thing to point out for those who might be listening on the radio.
Cornholio.
I didn't even know that they still had Beavis and Butthead t-shirts, but Jason Jones has got them on.
If they have them, he's going to find them.
I'm going to find my degenerate stuff.
There you go. Okay.
Or as one of my kids said, is that the cartoon I'm not supposed to watch?
Right.
I'm like, would you just hush and be quiet? Don't tell your mom. Jeez.
There it is.
Have you seen it recently?
I've watched a couple of the new ones.
Is it? Well, you know, not even the new ones, just like when it was like, you know, a rewind type. Was it as bad as we remember?
It's literally on TV right now.
Is it as bad as we remember, or was it like at the time?
Yeah, it is. I can't believe I was watching. Well, actually, I can. I was watching Dolomite in elementary school. So, I mean, I have a childhood of just full of things I wasn't supposed to be doing at the age I was at. It was completely, you know, I had like Eddie Murphy Raw memorized, and mm-hmm. I was like 9. Had no idea what half the stuff I knew the whole, I watched that VHS tape on repeat until I knew the whole thing. And I'm pretty sure that third graders probably shouldn't have been doing that, but it wasn't the worst thing I was seeing growing up. So hey.
I've listened to Delirious back in like the last recent years. And it's like, oh, man, this is tough. That's why I was laughing at.
What's her name? Was it Ari? What was the singer talking about? She was watching Martin and how it made her feel. I was like, don't watch stand-up comedy from the 80s.
Mm-mm.
I mean, yeah, there were no rules in comedy.
Like, none.
It's just, everything was it's just a joke.
Yeah, you say whatever to get the laugh.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, I mean, I was like, Eddie Murphy could never perform either one of those shows again all the way through. Like, there'd like be major chunks he'd have to take out.
Oh, yeah. A politically correct version of Delirious would probably be about 20 minutes, 25
yeah.
minutes.
Yeah, it'd be pointless. Like a cleaned up Eddie Murphy Raw would be like, yeah, there's a whole portion in the a whole portion you just can't use anymore. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nope. And it sounds different. So back to the NFL. The question was, are you hyped for the beginning of the season, or is it just another day of business for you?
I think it's going to be cool. I mean, you know, hey, it's, you know, it is what it is. I just realized I have a doggone. Somebody, one of my buddies, they scheduled a doggone conference, a Zoom call Thursday. I need to go call someone about that. I'm a little irritated now that I think about it. But, you know, you can always put the call on mute. I hope they're not listening when they heard me say that. Yeah, I mean, I always like, you know, I'm always looking forward to the, you know, start of the football season. You know, preseason's done, thankfully. You know, college mm-hmm. football's going on. Cal's got a quarterback, you know.
Hey, man, Cal was balling.
My only fear is that he's so good. Is like, should I just enjoy this season?
Like, yeah, Cal was balling, beat up on Oregon State the other day. Had the coach, QB yelling at the coach.
You got to do something, man. But yeah, so yeah, I love football season. So I'm looking forward to all, you know, everything, you know, the whole, you know, what the Eagles do. Mm-hmm. You know, can the Cowboys stop the run now that they finally got rid of that cancer, Micah Parsons, you know, who was ruining it. Clearly, it was his fault, only his fault alone. You know, there's a whole lot to, you know, a whole lot to look forward to. I think the Raiders will be better. You know, I think there'll probably be some teams as usual who don't play as well. My favorite discussion is always, well, who has the hardest or easiest schedule? It's like, you really don't know whose schedule is hard until you get into the season, because it might look really easy until a bunch of those quote unquote easy teams start playing really well. Mm. Or it might like a real hard schedule until you realize that team that was like 14-3 last year had a bunch of injuries
mm-hmm.
and now they're like a 6-win team. So it's all going to be fun.
And the other thing that I love when people talk about what's, and I do it, I'm not saying it like I don't do it, but when they're like, oh man, this team, they're going to be better than they were last year because they had 7 one-score games. Like there's like 25 new players on each roster.
Right.
They don't really relate. Sometimes they do. Sometimes you can see carryover from maybe young teams and stuff like that. But generally, like, it's a new roster for the most part and it's new coaching staff in some instances. And
you see that a lot with college football. You don't know what you're going to get. Oh, it's completely.
Well, that happens week to week now. Like, I don't know. Who's starting at quarterback today?
Yeah, I'm like, now these coaches are playing these quarterbacks probably before they're ready because they don't want to lose them. So it's just, yeah, you got a college team with 60, 70 new guys. And we've got 45 transfers. I'm like, I don't know how a coach puts that together and, you know, the best of luck.
Teams are going to start having one quarterback on their roster. Well, why, coach? Well, it's NIL deal. If we sign another one, this one might leave. Like, yeah, we got one quarterback on the roster.
Yeah, there's got to be, what, 300 starting quarterbacks in Division I?
Yeah.
Like, I'm a backup. I'm leaving. I'll leave during camp.
Right.
Oh, yeah. It's, yeah, this is
– game is different.
Are you a big college football guy? Like, do you like, get hyped up for the start of college football season?
I'm kind of, you know, depends. I mean, for me, college football is real. I'm in favor of what Chip Kelly said. I think they got to redo college football and basically create like a tier system where you've got like your Texas's and Alabama. Like they're like the path to the championship tier. Then you got another tier. And then we just go back to all the old conferences for the other sports because I have no interest in Cal playing Wake Forest in softball. I just don't have any interest in that. You know, it sounds cool. Oh, we get to play Duke in North Carolina till you realize that it's not like I can just drive to Chapel Hill and watch them play. So, I mean, I just, you know, I miss Cal, UCLA, USC in basketball. I miss all that.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm like, if you want to just, you know, and then what you got now – I mean, the way that all the transfers are going, like UCLA did all that to get blown out by Utah. You know, they're going, you know, people won't think Arch Manning is now the worst. I mean, I love the overreaction from the first game. Arch Manning is now undeserving of everything in life because he had a bad game. It's beautiful. I mean, there's no overreaction quite like football overreaction.
Absolutely not. And the first week of college football is hilarious because it was the, you know, talking about the preseason rankings earlier, Texas goes from 1 to like 7. All of the, you know, Ohio State jumps to 1 from 3. And it's, yeah, Arch, I don't know. He's going to, boy, he's got a long way to go. Yeah, he does. That was the first game of the season. Yes, he does have a long way to go.
Yeah. You know, it's like you said, it's the overreaction stuff is just great. Oh, they look terrible today. Okay, yeah, it was literally still August. You know, let's give this thing a little more time. You know, let's see how everything plays. That's the way the playoff is. It's not like back in the day where if Texas loses that game, they basically can't lose again.
Right. Yeah. Right.
They can lose two more times. You know, and still end up in the playoff.
Yeah, that was the thing about this weekend. It did feel a little different. Like LSU and Clemson, all of those different, you know, Texas. It's like, this is different now. It like, is. Texas is going to be just fine, like Jason's talking like, about.
It's not like, oh, my God, you know, Clemson lost. What are they going to do? Mm-hmm. Because you lost that game and you lost it at home, and now you're going to get, you know, yeah. It's like, okay, yeah, you lost the game. It'll be, you know.
You'll be
fine. As long as you don't, you know, unless you're an Alabama fan, apparently their season is over.
Alabama had a bad weekend.
Apparently, if you're an Alabama fan, it's all over now.
They had a bad weekend. The thing, the give and take with that, though, is I think you'll end up seeing more week ones like we saw where we had, what, 3 games with top 10 teams going up against each other, maybe even 4.
That was great.
Because, you know, you can afford lose. It. Yeah, you can afford it as opposed to, you know, Alabama, bad example after their lose.
And you'll play Tulane in week two and right. be fine. Yeah.
Alabama yeah, not playing yeah. an SEC team for 5 weeks and playing William and Mary for.
Yeah, I think Texas and Ohio State are both better off having had that measuring stick week one and knowing what they got to work on. I think, you know, all those schools are better off, especially if you look at most of them outside of what Carson Beck, a lot of them are playing inexperienced quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I think, that's a hell of a way to start your season in Columbus against that defense. I mean, you got a playoff. It's no longer the whole you lost one game in August, therefore you've been eliminated from national title contention. So I do like that part of it, that it doesn't feel like if your team loses, well, my school, we ain't going to win nothing like that. But, you know, if you're one of those schools, it doesn't feel like one loss ends your season.
You know, it's kind of lost in the Ohio State win, and maybe because of Arch Manning being the focus. Texas was terrific. Like, I thought, that was a fist fight for most of that game.
I didn't like them offensively. The approach. Like, I pushed the ball down the field a little bit. It felt conservative.
They looked constantly nervous. On the offensive end, and whether that came down from the coaches, whether it was Arch, whether it was just the offense collectively, the defense was the exact opposite. They feared nothing and no one that entire game.
I think someone said they think offensively, they think part of it was Texas lost all their speed in the draft.
Mm.
These receivers can't stretch the field the same way. I'm like, Sark didn't get in the portal and steal someone's fast receiver? It's not stealing, you know, but hey. You know, but it could be worse. It could be North Carolina. So, hey.
Well.
So, how do we feel about that? Because I told Kenny, I chuckled a little bit. Like, he got his ass whooped.
They weren't a good team last year, right?
No.
So, I mean, team that wasn't good still isn't good.
Well, they got in the portal, too, though. I think they got 50 new players.
They had one of them Sac State transfer things.
Yeah. Didn't go good for either team.
Well.
But as somebody once told me, sometimes there's a reason why a guy is in the portal.
but we mentioned Sac State. They got it handed to them. Like, that is 70 players. Yeah. 70
that's
new
an
players.
Entire new team that's only been together probably since like March or April.
Right. In North Carolina dealing with the same thing. And I know like football is football, but it's not. Like Coach Belichick is entering something very, very different to what he's used to.
Yeah, and it's not like he walked into, like, you know, a team that was, like, 10-3 last year.
Mm-hmm.
So it's – when you're trying to put that many people together, and it's not like they've – you know, it's not like even, like, at the high school level where even if it's a new team, at least they all play JV together or something. I know we're kind of crazy, you know, but these – you got a guy from Rice, a guy from, like – you know, I don't know, Bowling Green, a guy from over here. You just throw it all together and see what happens. I mean, that's not easy.
Right. Plus.
And if you look at the teams that are good, most of them have a good core of guys who have been together. They have a lot of money, like at Ohio State.
Mm-hmm.
And they pick and choose in the portal who they need to add. Like, oh, we need a left tackle. Let's go ahead and get someone's left tackle. Mm-hmm. As opposed to we need 4 offensive linemen. 3 defensive linemen, you know, and an entire secondary.
Well, plus, you talk about, like, these guys having no opportunity to play with each other in a game setting. Like, you can practice in training camp all you want. The games are different. Mm-hmm. It's just a different flow, a different energy, all that. And the teams like I know there's a difference here, too, but like a Sac State or North Carolina – they don't get the 5 stars that Ohio State and Texas, like, they can still have struggles, but at the end of the day, they've got the talent to kind of gloss over some of the struggles and the cohesion issues they have. When you're talking about, like I said, North Carolina, Sac State, if you guys aren't gelling, you don't have the talent to just run over teams while you figure it out. And I think we saw that in those 2 situations.
And you kind of come in with, you know, whether fair or unfair, with some hype. And that first team you're playing is saying, you ain't going to be on us.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I've never seen a Sonny Dykes team play defense like that.
That was your boy.
What is going on? I mean, you know, when you got all that hype around you too, like they didn't want to lose to Bill Belichick in his first college game at North Carolina. Hmm. You know, I mean, whoever sacks, you know, South Dakota State, they weren't trying to go out there and lose to this team they've been reading about, and this is supposed to be the new wave of it. They weren't trying to go out like that. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you got that. You got new people in both cases, new coaching staffs. So not just playing together, they haven't coached together. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you don't know how your coordinators work. You know, doing it in the scrimmage in the spring is not the same.
Right.
Because you know what everybody's running.
Right.
I feel like,
you know, it's different when you get into a real game against someone who has spent, people forget too, the entire summer preparing for just you.
I feel like we're really used to this happening in college basketball. Because of one and dones, we see roster turnover mm-hmm. really quickly, even before the transfer portal and all of this different stuff. It's a little bit new to see it in college football. Mm-hmm. Because in college football, you're generally there on the field 2 to 3 years, like, you have a chance to see guys grow and kind of get accustomed with each other, play a certain way. But now the transfer portal, coaches essentially wiping out rosters and starting all over again. That's something that feels a little bit newer on the football side.
Yeah, it definitely is. I mean, there always been transfers, but mm-hmm. you know, coaches would always come in and say, "I got to get my guys here," mm-hmm. but you didn't see somebody come in and someone bringing 30 freshmen and 40 transfers.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I did, and that time together, especially in football, probably more than any other sport, matters, because even with basketball, even if all the guys, you get like 7-8 new guys, even if there's no coach, those guys can still go play basketball together mm-hmm. in the off season. The only way to simulate that is to actually go play. And we know what practices and everything now, no one's going to be tackling and going, you know, full, you know, all out tackling to the turf, you know, in the summertime. Mm. So, yeah, it's, you know, you're going to get some really weird results, I think, you know, the first couple of weeks of college football. You know, I kind of like it to the NBA, where sometimes those teams that weren't good, but they bring the entire team back, get off to a hot start because they've been like so amped up to mm-hmm. show what they can do. While the other teams are maybe figuring stuff out, so everyone says, wait till about Christmas. You know, I think, you know, by the end of September, we'll have a pretty good idea of who's good in college football and who's not. You know, and I'm going to enjoy this Cal football quarterback situation for as long as I can, because, you know, everyone, they're saying all the right things, but I was like, that dude is so good, why would he stay at Cal?
That young boy was balling.
Boy, yeah, I'm like, you know, I'm having flat. I'm like, I thought Mendoza wasn't going to leave. I'm like, can't get really, you know, you can't really blame the kids at all. In my opinion, you can't really blame them, because for decades the coaches left whenever they felt like it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it still sucks when you lose like four running backs in a day.
That's not good at all. So I just want to be clear, it's not normal, and not everybody can jump into big time college football and beat TCU. Like, yeah, you actually kind of got to be good to do that. New players, all that. Shout out Coach Prime. Yeah, shout out Coach Prime. Although my boy took a loss on Friday. Damn, Georgia Tech got him.
Yeah, man. It's life is different. Mm. You ain't got that Heisman guy, you know, that, you know, he had a unicorn in the sense that he had a guy who was a top five pick at two positions.
Mm.
I mean,
turns out losing that player is a problem.
Yeah, it turns out, you know, Travis Hunter was really good at, you know, and they had a guy, one of my frat brothers, who made the 53 with the Jags as a D lineman.
Mm.
BJ Green, they had you know, another guy. Didn't Jimmy Horn make the Panthers? The Panthers.
Yeah, he's balling too well.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
They lost some talent, you know. Still kind of, they were still barely above 500, which is a whole different story. But hey, no, they lost some players. And aren't they going with the freshman at quarterback?
Yeah,
he looked. And I don't care how good he is, he's still a freshman.
Yeah,
yeah.
Unless you play for Cal, that's clearly the greatest freshman quarterback.
obviously,
not even close.
You think Travis? How much you think Travis plays on Sunday? He's going to play some on both sides of the field, right? Yeah. But he's not going to play.
I don't think he's going to play every down. But he's not going to play
80% of the snaps. Crazy.
He's not about. I don't know, but my guess would be you probably play him more on defense and use him. The kind of the model has always been with guys like that. You play offense a little less, and they do have, you know, Thomas is a good wide receiver they already have, but you know, sure, I'm pretty sure Trevor Lawrence is like, man, no, I need you over here because I'm trying to keep my job. I think he'll play a lot. I just don't think you won't see what Deion did with him. He can't survive that way.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, he's not a big guy as it is, and you can't have him playing 110. 115 NFL snaps.
But Deion, when Deion was an NFL player, he would just have like occasional offensive possessions.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like he wants more than that.
It sounds like he might be their second best wide receiver too. Mm-hmm. So it's like that's what I'm saying. If you're Trevor Lawrence, you want more than a Travis Hunter package. You want, you know, some series with Travis Hunter. But if you're the defensive coordinator, you're like, this is a shutdown corner. I don't want to, you know, I don't want him taking plays off, you know, on defense. So I think, to me, what would make sense would be you play more defense than offense. But he's clearly going to play both.
Yeah, I think he's going to play a little bit more than we expect. I think he's going to get a lot of run on the offensive end. I think he's going to be full time as a DB. And I think he's going to be on that offense a lot more than maybe we all think.
Yeah, I mean, they got to get a return on that investment. How much are they paying Trevor Lawrence? Like a grip.
Well, look, how much did they give up to get Travis Hunter? They gave up a boatload to get Travis Hunter.
Yeah, you know, I think what you gave up for him and, you know, what you've already invested in, you know, they've drafted running back after running back. They got one legit receiver they know for sure. you know, and Thomas. Mm. They got to get that offense going. So I think, you know,
you're going to see him a lot. If the depth chart means anything, Travis Hunter is listed as a starting wide receiver. He's listed as a second on the depth chart on the cornerback defensive back, cornerback position. Mm. So again, that this was the depth chart that Jacksonville put out for week one. Mm. It could be the opposite of everything we were just talking about, and they see him, as Jason was pointing out, a weapon for Trevor Lawrence, and we'll use him on the defensive end when we can.
Or you can play three and four corners. I mean, you know, I think he's talented enough as a corner. He can play slot. You know, you can, you know. But, yeah, that offense, I mean, if you're talking about both sides, I think the offense may need him more than the defense. And like I said, you put all this money into Trevor Lawrence. You drafted another receiver last year. You've used high picks on running backs the last few years. You know, they haven't done anything though since they since the Chargers came from ahead and lost that playoff game. Mm-hmm. They've got to, you know, you can't, you know, you've got a number one pick at quarterback. You've got to do something to, you know, either he does something or he gets off the pot. You know, you can't keep paying that guy that much money to be picking in the top 10 every year.
Yeah. And well, look, and I'll say this about Travis Hunter. I completely understand college is different than the NFL. You're talking about these grown men in the NFL, but he did play all the snaps in college. We hadn't even seen that before. Like we hadn't even seen in college a guy play all the snaps. It's not like he's in the trenches. He's kind of out on the perimeter, so you're not – the thought is you're not getting beat up every time. I think he might be able to do it.
It's like Charles Woodson told me. He said, difference is, he said when he did it at Michigan, he just had, like, packages on offense. Mm. Then he returned kicks and punts or whatever. You know, he was like, no, Travis plays offense. Like, he's their number one receiver.
Yeah.
And then he's their number one corner. So – like I said, I think you got to get him out there with Trevor Lawrence as much as possible, just because if between Thomas and Travis and then those running backs they have, if they still can't score, maybe you have a Trevor Lawrence problem.
All right, Jay, we appreciate you, man. Football season is here. Next time we talk, games will be played.
Yeah, some of us will be sad. I was gonna hey. Overreaction Tuesday next week. Overreaction Tuesday.
All right, bet. We'll put that in ink, man. Get back to those video games.
Got to. All right, y'all.
Take care, big dog. Jason Jones right there of The Athletic, working hard on his NBA 2K26 story that'll be coming out.
I need a copy of that one.
How much is the game going to change from year to year? Like, y'all do this. Do they change a lot?
No. That's why I don't get it every year anymore.
We just give them all of our money.
Unless there's like
an iPhone, right? It's like, oh, a new camera. Oh, a new play mode.
Unless there's a
big... You can play with Skylar Diggins now.
Unless there's like a big roster situation, maybe a...
But don't those just update?
They do, but the attributes and stuff don't update either. I don't get the games every year anymore.
Yeah, I just play the old one, I guess, like the 1 year before.
Yeah, I probably go every other year at this point.
Just wait till it's cheaper for you.
Yeah.
Hmm.
When are you going to get your PS5?
Never.
Dude, come on. We get to stream on Twitch.
No. What would I do that for? Why would?
Because it'd be fun.
No, it wouldn't.
Gaming with the boys.
Gaming with the boys. Jesse is so fed up with this place right now. He wants to create a Twitch channel called Gaming with the Boys, all because they didn't have any snacks here.
Oh, Abe, by the way, just came in and said that he's had the peas before. He said on Friday he tried the peas because there was nothing else.
Who did?
Abe.
And what did he say?
I don't even know if I like them.
Well, the fact that he's still here, that's a positive.
They were probably disgusting. I don't like peas in general, though, so. Yeah.
I'm not a big fan.
Peas are not good.
No. They're really not.
No.
Like, I don't mind them if they're in, like, a medley of something, but nah.
Well, keep them away from my mashed potatoes.
Agree.
Oh, I don't put those in my mashed potatoes. It's a terrible look.
Don't want them at all.
That's fine. That's perfectly fair.
Yeah, Gabe said, or Abe said he found out because we have a listener that listens here, also listens to him. Shout out. Crossover.
Yeah.
I think it's Zabo. I don't know. Shout out Zabo.
Shout out Zay.
Sorry.
Come back to the league, big dog.
He's retired. He's Jordan. Like, Zabo's I don't have anything.
Yeah, he's taking 2 years off to go play baseball.
he gonna play in the Bake Your Wine League. Oh man. James Hamm with us tomorrow. Jake Aiden.
We'll talk about that.
Okay.
He's locked in, but he's going to be on assignment for like 3 weeks. And he's like, should I start now?
A 3 week assignment.
Yeah. He's like, should I start now or should I wait till when this is done? And I said, we'll talk.
I don't know, Jake. That's a question for you to answer. Well, Jake Gaden, delete. we'll drop our first.
Four out tomorrow?
Does that still apply?
It's always at least four.
It does if we need 20 minutes of content tomorrow.
Well, we need power rankings.
Well, yeah, no, I got that. I was about to say
four
that.
Four in, four out. I don't. We'll talk about if it applies or not. I don't know. We'll do some research. Out.
No, it's always at least four.
I don't think that happens that way anymore. With the new playoff
we'll
team
just look
and the
it
extra
up.
Year.
Well, okay.
Or extra game.
All right.
Now tomorrow, if we're going to do that segment or not.
Well, we'll do it. We'll just figure out how it works.
Or we could just say who makes the playoffs that made it. That didn't make it last year.
Fair enough.
It doesn't have to be four. It could be one.
We can do both of them.
The fact is, we can do whatever the hell we want to. And you're welcome to join us. Beginning tomorrow at 10 a.m. with the Insiders on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Vamos, Bryce Underwood.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.